I do have Anna Tobin with me. She is the Executive Director of Meals on Wheels Older Adult Alternatives of Fairfield County. We're going to talk about some things here to help our seniors. Well, this will actually could apply to about anybody, correct,
Anna? It really can. You know, the Ohio Department of Aging right now is promoting their falls prevention campaign. And I love the title of it. It caught my eye right away and I wanted to share it. Their campaign's titled, Leaves Are Supposed to Fall, People Are Not.
Amen. Amen. To that.
Exactly. And, you know, they give such great information and ways that we can prevent, ways that we can help ourselves. And I thought maybe we could talk about that this morning as we work through our time together.
I think it's perfect. So what are some of the things that we should watch out for to keep ourselves from preventing from falling?
Well, the first thing I wanted to share really is talking about, you know, why is this important? Why does it matter?
Right.
And they have this big did you know? And falls are the leading cause of injury-related hospitalizations and death among Ohioans age 65 or older. Falls.
Wow.
I wouldn't have guessed that. And an older American falls every 2 minutes on average, resulting in injury every 5 minutes. There's 6 emergency department visits and a hospitalization each hour and 3 deaths related to falls each day. That's huge. So approximately 15% of Ohio citizens are age 65 or older, right? So this group, even though it's a smaller percentage of our citizens, they account for more than 84% of the falls. And there's the amount of cost for falls, for medical costs and work loss, is $646 million annually in Ohio. I think that's huge.
Oh,
$1.8
wow.
million a day due to falls and injury, you know, from those falls. So falls are not normal part of aging, and most falls can be prevented. And so that's what we thought we would talk about today, how we can avoid that.
Well, and you know, when you mentioned that about the injuries and everything, reflexes just are not quite the same the older that you get. So your reaction to when you do fall, you may not always put a hand out. You may go head first.
Right. You are right. You know,
so
as we age, all kinds of things change.
Exactly.
And whether it's related to aging or not, whether you're out in the workplace, mm-hmm. whether you are entering the mall, there's, you know, all kinds of risks out there.
Anna Tobin is the Executive Director of Meals on Wheels Older Adult Alternatives of Fairfield County. And talking about how to prevent falls is what we're going to talk about here next for our seniors. Because, my goodness, you shared some statistics earlier about how much is even spent and how many people are injured, seniors, by falls. And there are ways to prevent those falls from happening.
Right. You know, the Ohio Department of Aging's campaign for this month is, you know, leaves are supposed to fall, people aren't. And they're really focusing on, as temperatures start in their downward trend and the days are getting shorter, you know, we really do need to start thinking about how to eliminate or reduce falls amongst our seniors. And for anyone, really, just recognize and remember that leaves and twigs and that kind of thing can fall on sidewalks and cover those uneven surfaces. I personally think leaves and twigs are very slippery in themselves when you're walking around if you get on those. So just make sure your walkways are clear. And this time of year, we're out winterizing our homes. Make sure you have a stepladder that has handles on it, or always have the ability to have either 2 feet and 1 hand for balance, or 2 hands and 1 foot for balance, however you want to work that out. But try to avoid standing on top of a chair or on top of a table as you climb to reach either the clock that you're changing, you know, moving forward, you know, that hour ahead, or falling back, or changing your batteries in your smoke detector. Just make sure you're safe as you're climbing. Shorter days mean less sunlight. Make sure that you have night lights lighting your pathway through your home. I actually got up this morning. We're doing some renovations to our home. Pitch black living room, walked right into a chair and down I went. But, you know, just that if there's something in your roadway, make sure that it's out of your roadway and that your walkways are properly lit.
They also have timers for lamps.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
I would recommend those just to make sure that you can see where you are going. And make sure that you're warm when you're outside as you're walking around. You know, if you're too cold, you can really stiffen up, which can help you not be as limber. And so make sure that you're warm and make sure your shoes and your canes, walkers are free from dirt and mud, because those can be as slippery as well. And as we all know, proper nutrition keeps those muscles healthy and strong. Lots of activity, drinking water helps keep you strong and mobile and helps prevent falls as well.
That's right. Anna Tobin with Meals on Wheels Older Adult Alternatives of Fairfield County, talking with her about, well, you know, trying to help our seniors to prevent falls from happening. Mm-hmm. And one of those things that she had mentioned was, you know, this time of year, it is fall. All the leaves are falling, mm-hmm. which kind of goes along with the campaign name of it. People aren't supposed to fall. Leaves are. So when we talk about that, maybe if you have a neighbor or a senior, an elderly neighbor, offer to clean up their yard and take and clean those leaves to prevent them from falling. Because you know how many things could, there could be a hose that's garden hose sitting out on the lawn and maybe you don't realize it. And all of a sudden leaves are down and then they would go out to do something, trip over it and they had forgotten it was there.
So offer to do those things
for a neighbor.
Right. Clear off the sidewalk and those steps to the front porch so they have easy access to get to their mailbox. Or
always ask them. Though,
yeah.
I like to think, because sometimes that's their form of getting out of the house a little bit and loosening up and doing a little bit of yard work themselves. But offer it.
Yeah, you're right. Make that suggestion. See if they can use some assistance. And, you know, if you are recognizing a neighbor or a loved one who does have some issues or needs some assistance, please remember Meals on Wheels does have our Lifeline emergency response buttons available for our seniors who are at high risk for falling. And as well as we do minor home repairs, we can help tack down carpets. We can help with grab bars and handrails as needed. So give us a call if you're interested in finding more about those programs. And just encouraging you to look out for your fellow neighbors, for your older loved ones, to make sure that they're safe and secure this winter and always.
Perfect. Perfect. Anna Tobin, Meals on Wheels, Order Adult Alternatives of Fairfield County. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tina. Have a great day.